Today is December 30th, 2020. It's New Year's Eve.
31st.
Sorry, it's December 31st. Is that what I said? No.
You said 30th.
December 30th. No, it's December 31st. Thank you very much. It's New Year's Eve. We are camped at North Canyon on the Colorado River in Grand Canyon. There's a bunch of us huddled around a fire here, trying to stay warm. And I'm sitting next to Pete Brown, comma spelling B-R-O-W-N. My name is Tom Martin. Today was the second day that Pete paddled a Thule raft through the Grand Canyon. And today he went from 6 Mile Camp here to North Canyon, about 17 miles. I guess if we do the math, maybe I'm not quite right. So Pete, how was your day today?
Quite fun and interesting and wet. So we scouted Badger Rapid, and Badger was no problem at all. I followed another raft going down, and he hit the line perfectly, and I hit the line just fine on that as well. Then we hit Soap.
So hang on a second.
Okay.
So you're sitting on this, on these three bundles of Thule, and you're paddling into Badger. Were you following another raft's line, or could you like see the big hump in the middle you needed to go left of?
I could see that pretty well.
Okay.
Even though it was pretty low. In fact, that's the one thing I would like to say about the Thule raft. Having only ever rowed in a big raft before, I'll tell you, the kayak style, I can see where these kayakers love it, because you're so much more intimate with the river. You're right there on the water. It's, you know, gurgling just right there next to the boat. And particularly on the Thule raft, what I've discovered is, for going through the rapids, is actually just to straddle it, put my feet in the water, and then I've gotten really good ability to balance that way on it.
So is it stable? Would you call it a stable boat?
I call it a very stable boat. The problem, of course, is getting it sideways. So in Soap, I did get it sideways, right at the very tail end, and slid off the seat, but didn't fall off the boat, because I still had one leg, my right leg, hooked over the other side.
Okay.
If it gets sideways to any of the waves, if it hits the waves straight on, it either goes right over them, or it's even better than something like a paddleboard, because it's got flex, so it sort of just snakes right over the waves.
So below Soap Creek Rapid, you go into what's called the Supai Gorge, and there's lots of swirlies in there, kind of hydraulics, lots of tight eddies. And how did you do in there?
Well, I did hit, there was one little riffle we went through, and there's kind of a move to the right at the very end, and I didn't make that. And so I did hit a huge eddy that I could not get out of. So I just followed it back around, ran the riffle again, and then was able to make the cut the next time.
Cool. Okay.
So it did seem like the boat was getting a little bit waterlogged towards the end. It seemed like it was higher in the water when we first started in the morning. It was much easier to push through the water, it seemed like, then, unless maybe it was just I was tired. But by the end of the afternoon, it was, you know, seemed like it was more sluggish. Again, that might have been me, combination of me, but I do think and this is, I think, going to be the key element for it going down the river. It's incredibly strong, I think, and flexible. So I don't think it's going to fall apart. The only problem I think we're going to have with it is going to be waterlogging.
Okay. And then we got the House Rock Rapid, which we scouted. And what did you do in House Rock?
House Rock was a whole nother story in terms of rapids. We got to we scouted it. I had the line I was gonna go. I followed the other boat, Craig's boat again. Thought I had it pretty well. Got through probably the first 2/3 of the rapid okay. And the problem with that boat is that it is incredibly difficult to try and move anywhere. So I was trying to pull right. It just was not going right. And so I ended up, I think, and I'm not sure, I don't know exactly where I was, in the big holes down at the bottom. I got through one big wave, felt the boat, you know, it felt like I was going down in about a 20-foot deep hole. And then coming out, it flipped the boat and flipped me off. So then through the last of the tail waves there, I was pretty much swimming, but I held onto the boat, held onto the paddle, was able to right the boat, able to climb back on top, and finish the rapid on top.
Okay, very good. And then paddled from there down to North Canyon.
And I have videos of both Badger and House Rock, so I'll see what I, hopefully I'll be able to see what I did.
Okay.
And then we paddled on down to North Canyon.
All right, so at this point, you've been looking at some possible alterations to the boat. What kind of alterations are you thinking about?
Well, the big one is I'm the paddle butt is making an indentation in the middle of the three bundles of tules.
Okay.
So the idea is that we've come up with is to go ahead and put a board on there, which we just found in our somebody found in our driftwood pile. And so we'll tie that down pretty well, tie the seat onto that, and then that way the weight will be spread out at least over the three bundles. Now, of course, the next thing is it might just squish the three bundles down instead of just the one. So not sure what to do at that point. Put somebody lighter on the boat, probably.
Well, we'll find out. All right, well, thank you very much for your recollections of today's journey with the Thule Reed boat. And it's New Year's Eve, so Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, Tom.
And that will conclude part two of Grand Canyon Oral History Interview with Peter Brown. Today is December 31st, 2020. We are at North Canyon Camp. Thank you so very much, Pete.
Thank you, Tom.